Good Friday morning to you, and we welcome you to another segment of our Ennis Regional Medical Center Friday morning chat. It's always good to talk with our friends from Ennis Regional Medical Center, and today we have Riley Martin joining us. She is a respiratory therapist at ERMC. How are you doing, Riley?
I'm good.
So good to have you with us. Riley's going to talk to us about pneumonia, and we know that we start heading towards the season. We always talk about flu season and people getting flu shots. Pneumonia is also one of those things that we often tend to think about when we talk about the elderly. But the truth is, anybody can have pneumonia. So let's start off talking about symptoms, Riley. What are some of the symptoms you look for?
They can range from mild to severe. We usually have chest pain when you breathe or cough. Some confusion in the elderly, cough, fatigue, fever, sweating, chills, and then your nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, or your shortness of breath especially.
And a lot of times, because so many of these are similar, a lot of people think maybe they've just got a cold or the flu. And but really, pneumonia is one of those things that hangs in there a lot longer than those.
Yes.
And not just the elderly, but people with infants, right?
Yes, infants, toddlers sometimes, if you, you know, have a cold and then you don't take care of it or anything.
I think infants, it's always a little bit scarier, too, because they can't tell you what's wrong.
Yes.
And so you really have to watch for the newborns in particular. What are some of the things besides a cough that an infant or newborn may, some of those things they may exhibit that may be a clue?
Some congestion, you know, you just hearing them kind of breathing and then being a little rattly. If they have some labored breathing, especially if they just, you just think that they can't catch their breath.
I know a lot of them, too, will show signs of like they're tired or lack of energy.
Yes.
Maybe you notice a little listness like that, too. So at what point, then, does someone say, you know, this may be more than just a cold? When should they see their doctor?
If you have a fever that's just not going away, or, you know, you just can't control it with your home medications.
Any level, because I know a lot of times we start talking about certain levels of fever, any levels of fever that should be exhibited, if they're running a 99 as opposed to maybe they're running 101, 102.
Yes, especially if you get over 102, you for sure want to see your doctor.
So let's again talk about, too, the high-risk groups in particular that should go see their doctor if they start exhibiting some of these items.
Your adults, of course, older than probably 65, or your children younger than 2, and then people with, you know, underlying medical conditions, weakened immune system, anything like that.
And I know as a respiratory therapist, you see people that maybe they are in a weakened condition because maybe of COPD, or they have they're asthmatic.
Yes,
they really have to be careful.
Oh yeah,
right?
For sure.
Yeah. Now, for some older adults and people that have heart failure or chronic lung problems, just like we talked about, we're talking life-threatening conditions, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what will the doctor do then if they get into that situation where they need to check out what's going on with their physician?
So they'll of course, you know, do just a general. They'll look at chest x-ray, sputum specimen, blood draw to check the white blood cell count to make sure it's, you know, not elevated. If it is, then they'll, of course, run all kinds of other tests. You know, if they do have COPD, we'll check their oxygen levels, maybe do an ABG, which is an arterial blood gas, or we'll just check their saturation just with the finger probe. And then if chest x-ray comes back, you know, that they have fluid in their lungs, of course, we want to take care of it.
We're chatting with Riley Martin. She is a respiratory therapist with Ennis Regional Medical Center. I always think when I hear this saying, it applies as much to the medical field as any. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. What are some preventative measures, Riley, that folks can take so that they, at least the likelihood of them suffering from pneumonia is a lot less than it would be?
So, of course, we have a pneumonia vaccine. We can get it, and it can, you know, last up to 5 years. And then, of course, your children, you want to get them vaccinated. And then we have good hand hygiene. Don't smoke if you do feel like you have, you know, ongoing issues. And then keep your immune system strong, take all your vitamins and everything like that.
That's things that people can do. And, you know, the really and truly the pneumonia vaccine, I mean, it's really become more popular in recent years that we've heard about that and an opportunity. But I know there's a lot of people, too. We've talked about people that more and more we see that are a little bit hesitant about vaccines for their children.
Yes.
But it's proven that that this can really help. And,
yes.
Again, they're one of the at-risk group, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Of course, good hygiene, especially if you're in areas where you're around a lot of people. It's always good to wash your hands.
Oh, yeah.
And isn't it funny how almost everything we talk about on these shows medically related comes back to your good health, which includes, boys, don't smoke. If you're a smoker, you just increase your chance of so many health issues. But keeping the immune system strong, I don't think people realize we live in a fast-paced world, how much their rest, how important that is.
Yes.
To eat healthy, to get some exercise. You know, and those are all things that everybody can do, and it can help. And then treatments for those type of things, too, should they get into a situation, what are some of the treatments that they'll get?
Doctors usually prescribe your antibiotics. You want to drink plenty of fluids if you're, you know, at home, sick. If you're in the hospital, of course, you know, they can start IV, give you fluids through your IV. Breathing treatments, we do a lot of breathing treatments with our pneumonia patients, just in case their oxygen is low or in case it kind of helps break some of the secretions up in your lungs so that you can cough it up easier. And then O2, if your oxygen level is low, we supply, you know, your supplemental oxygen so that we can keep it elevated.
The thing is, we're getting into the season where even maybe just a basic cold, if you're not careful and you don't take care of yourself, those things can degenerate into more,
yes.
too. And so don't ever take any of it for granted. Just be sure and contact your physicians. That's a good thing, too. Our friends at Ennis Regional Medical Center are always ready to help you. And you'll be dealing with fine and nice and kind and professional folks like Riley Martin, who's been on the show with us today. We certainly appreciate you joining us.
Thank you.
And listen in every other Friday here on KBEC to hear what's going on in the world of health in Ellis County with our friends at Ennis Regional Medical Center. Stay tuned. We'll have the flea market coming up next.